The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Great company,
great laughs,
and the music you love. Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, tomorrow night on Virgin One and Virgin Media Player, a very, very special concert in aid of the Marie Keating Foundation will air at 9 o'clock. It's called Concert for Cancer, and it's going to be hosted by someone that I think we all know, Mr. Ronan Keating. And I've got him on the phone line this morning. Ronan, how are you?
How's it going? How are you?
Great, great. So listen, a televised concert in aid of the Marie Keating Foundation, and it's happening tomorrow. You're going to be playing host. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, we did it last year. We had it was an amazing success last year. As you know, charities have struggled to raise funds over these difficult times the last 18 months. Non-government funded charities have just not been able to go out there and fundraise like they usually do. So we've had to come up with new ways and new ideas to do it. And this was one of them. We put on a virtual concert, basically. I asked friends all around the world to do performances from their living rooms, their studios, wherever it may be. And we compiled this a TV special, which went out last year. We raised over £400,000.
Wow.
Euros. It was amazing. And we have to do it again. Unfortunately, we thought we'd be out of it by now, but
I know
out of COVID and out of lockdowns and so on. But in Ireland, sadly not. So we've had to do it again, but it's been a roaring success once again. Unbelievable.
But Ronan, isn't it amazing how creative we've all become in the last little while and how we've adapted so well? And I know personally, we've secured yourself and lots of big names because I think people are just like, sure, I'm at home. I might as well flip the camera on and go on to Zoom and do these interviews anyway. So we've become very creative.
We have done and somewhat lazy, I guess, because now we know we can do it from home. And the landscape has changed for how, people who are promoting something, whether it's a film or an album or a TV show or a book, we can now do it differently. And it just makes everybody more accessible in a way, which is wonderful, I guess.
I know. We are never going to let go of you now. So tell me, you've got a special duet that's going to be aired as well with Gary Barlow, who would be a firm favorite on this show as well.
Oh, yeah, Gary's he's a very dear friend of mine. We have been for years, and I'm a big fan of Gary's. And we're going to be doing something very special, a special performance of a song that I've never sung with Gary before, which I'm a big fan of.
Wow.
So, it's a nice little performance. We also have the incredible Ed Sheeran performing. We've got Anne-Marie performing. We've got a host of people, amazing Irish artists across the board as well. So it's phenomenal. I can't believe it this year. We've topped last year, which I didn't think we were going to be able to do.
Oh, brilliant.
It's even better this year. So it's going to be an amazing night.
And Ronan, obviously, as you mentioned, you touched on there at the beginning, like charities have been very badly affected and, lots of campaigns that would normally be kind of on the ground or on the streets haven't been happening. And of course, Marie Keating Foundation, is it 22 years now or how long has it been running for? And obviously huge, huge work being done there.
Our mom passed away in 1998. It's 23 years since the foundation was set up. Linda, my sister, who still works in the charity in the foundation every day, she's the one that was her idea. And we've just been doing it ever since. The whole idea was to kind of help people not be in the situation we were in, because we were very uneducated about cancer when our mom died. And when we found out, firstly, that she had it, it was such a scary time. A scary time for our mom, scary time for us. And when we lost mom to cancer, we found out afterwards that mom died from one of the most curable forms of breast cancer.
Yeah.
So if we had been more educated and we had known more, that we believe we could have cured, mom could have been cured from the cancer that she was affected by. So that's horrible. But at the same time, we need to turn that into positive and try and help other people. And that's what the Marie Keating Foundation does. It's all about education. It's all about educating people about cancer and early detection. Understanding early detection is the best chance of survival. So if you know what to expect, if you know how to look for it, what you're looking for, and if you do find something scary, what to do, how to act. And
absolutely.
That's what the Marie Keating Foundation does.
Yeah, and I mean, you do it so, so well. And I'm glad that you're as prominent as you are. Ronan, you landed one of my dream jobs. I've always wanted to be the voice of a cartoon character. And this is for Paw Patrol.
You have the best voice for it.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Thank you, if anyone's listening. Paw Patrol.
Yes, basically, my son is a huge fan. Cooper, 4 years of age, is a huge fan. So I became an expert in everything Paw Patrol, because as you do as a parent, you're always watching what they're watching.
Yeah.
So I picked up on this amazing TV show, Paw Patrol, and then I heard they were making a movie, and Kim Kardashian and Jimmy Kimmel and myself were asked to be voices of, we're not the, there's the main cast,
which yes.
anyone who knows Paw Patrol, there's Marshall and Rocky and all these characters. We're not, none of those voices. They're still the same voices from the TV show. But the film is a, is just another level. It's Paw Patrol 2.0. It's amazing. It's like Fast and the Furious, you know, meets Paw Patrol. It's just wild and brilliant and a lot of fun. So I was honored to be asked, and now I'm a hero in the household.
I'd say you are. But it is, it's a totally different skill set to kind of bring, you know, something animated to life through your voice. Like, did you really enjoy the process?
I did. You do have to work at it, and there's people in the studio that guide you, that do this every day.
Yeah.
You know, all sorts of, you know, they create the characters and they, you know, they bring them to life on the screen. So yeah, they help you in the studio kind of become a cartoon version of your own voice. So yeah, I mean, it was pretty easy for me.
No, but it's a brilliant thing to be part of. Yeah. It's excellent. And I mean, you have such
brilliant.
A distinct,
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you have a distinct voice as well. And now you're a hero at home as well. Listen, you know, the big talk over here is obviously all about live events and gigs and, you know, getting people back into yeah. stadiums and things like that. You do have a tour booked, right?
Yeah, it's been postponed 3 times. Finally, fingers crossed, it's going to happen in January and February.
Yeah,
I'll be playing Dublin and Belfast. Cannot wait to get back out and perform in Dublin and in Belfast. So yeah, just a tour generally is going to be incredible. I have done a couple of shows over here in the UK. Lockdown has eased dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done 2 live shows, outdoor venues, and they have been incredible. No social distancing, no masks.
God.
And they've been a great success so far. So yeah, no, fingers crossed it keeps going that way.
Absolutely. And how did you feel good? Did it feel like strangely familiar? Like it's familiar for you to be on stage, but after a period of not being on it for so long, like were there nerves there, or did you just go, oh God, okay, I remember this, muscle memory?
No, the first show was nervy. I was very anxious going out on stage, whether, you know, did I still know how to do it? Will my voice hold up? Because like a footballer that's going out to train, like yeah. going out to play in a match, you have to get match fit. You can't just walk out there after having summer off and think you're going to be able to, you know, play football again to the standard of other guys on the pitch or girls on the pitch. And so what basically, you have to kind of start singing again and get your voice ready for it. And that's what I had to do.
Oh, well, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Ronan, it's always a pleasure. You're just so likable.
Oh,
damn it. You're so likable.
Oh, stop it. Get out of town. Thanks.
And
thanks
it's
so much. I really appreciate
not
it.
Not at all.
You.
And it's all happening. Virgin Media One, Virgin Media Player, and lots of really impressive names on the list. And yourself, obviously,
you.
Hosting it. And it's going to be brilliant. I really appreciate your time this morning, Ronan. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. Anna Daly's co-hosting it with me. And it's tomorrow, 9 o'clock. And amazing. Like I said, Ed Sheeran's on there too. He's headlining the show for us. So it's going to be amazing. Thanks for the support on it. Appreciate it.
Not at all. That's brilliant.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.